This is a HeadGum Podcast.
I'm genuinely so happy to be here.
We're happy to have you here.
You guys are the best. I love this podcast.
I love kicking it off with a tender friendship moment.
Oh, I'm cutting this. No one's hearing your nice words. Punch it!
It's time for Punch the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Hands off your dick. It's time for another episode of Punch Up the Jam. It's time for another episode of Punch Up the Jam.
You got it that time.
Oh, it takes two times to say it correctly. Hello, I'm Demi.
I'm Miel.
And welcome to another episode of Punch Up the Jam. Miel, real quick question.
Yeah. What's the question?
What the fuck is this?
I've been thinking that my whole life.
Cool.
Like, why are we here?
Right.
I'm sorry. I think that's not what she meant.
Oh, no. I mean, we can answer that at the end of the show, but for now, what is the show?
Oh, right. Okay, so every week we take a song and we say, what's wrong with this song? Mm-hmm. But we say that for 30 minutes.
Cool.
Sometimes also, what's right with this song?
Yes.
Depends on the song.
Depends on the song a lot.
Then we debut our world premiere of our new and improved, but only sometimes improved version.
Our new and new...
Our certainly new version, baby.
Yeah.
And today, oh boy, oh brother, where art thou? We have a special little tasty guest. I'm so excited.
Oh boy, Oberto. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a writer. He's a podcaster. You know him as the co-host of Yo, Is This Racist? Give it up for Andrew T.
Oh, man.
Thank you for listening to this. I'm talking to the listeners now.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
We only talk to the listeners like half of this show.
I know.
I don't care
if
they
hear
us. It's
more about each other. Oh, right?
It doesn't matter. You know what? Let's put down the mics for a second and just talk to each
other.
Let's
get real.
As friends.
Oh, my God.
Such a power move to start by talking to the listeners.
I'm talking to the listeners first. The only people, the people that really make this show happen.
Of course.
Hey, guys, listeners, just so you know, I'm at Andrew T on Twitter, so check that out.
It's all caps. It doesn't work if you don't do all caps.
Is that true?
No, it does work.
I was like, oh, I don't know. Computers work.
I know. I just like it all caps.
Yeah.
I think it looks funnier.
Andrew,
what?
When I did Yo, Is This Racist, I was like, mm-hmm. You should come on Punch Up the Jam. And you were like, yes, can I do Baby Got Back?
Yes. I said, I was just like making sure, covering my ass. I was like, have you guys done Baby Got Back yet? Because I got very drunk at karaoke like a couple months ago. And mm-hmm. I started doing Baby Got Back and I was like, oh, this song is very like body judgy.
And you didn't know that?
I mean, I didn't think about it. And then I tried to like do like a slightly woker version of it.
You
freestyle? Yeah.
Punching up on the fly?
I felt like I was drunk enough that I was very funny to me. But I found out since then that other people didn't find it as funny as
I found it.
But it's still good.
It's for you, not them.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's why I'm in a karaoke room.
It's a safe space.
Yeah.
It has to be a safe space.
Hell yeah.
I've been debating whether or not we should do this one just because it's so overheard that I'm a little bit like, do we really need to play it again?
There's like an upper echelon of songs where it's like,
too
we know
popular.
The people. Yes. And it's like too already discussed.
Yeah.
And that's evidenced by me trying to do this research because, oh my
this
God.
There's too many words about it.
There's like a Sir Mix-a-Lot revisits Baby Got Back 24 years after the release. And then like the next article, Sir Mix-a-Lot revisits Baby Got Back 26 years after its release. I mean, it's just every year is a different retrospective.
But does that show, it feels like that's all like Mix-a-Lot's publicist getting fired like every 2 years and then you went like, I got an idea.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's public demand. Like this song just won't quit. It's been, let's see, 26 years since this came out.
81?
92, which is shocking because that is the year you were born. So I feel like you should know how many years that's been.
Oh. No, I was born in 81.
Right. Okay, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
That was around the time the second Rugrats started.
Yeah, and there's a painting in your attic, totally.
I remember, yes, the painting. Mm-hmm.
And I will say, which is shocking to me as well, Rick Rubin actually produced this song.
Ricky Rubes?
I didn't know
the
that.
The wizard himself?
The wizard himself.
He looks like a fat Gandalf.
I also didn't know this song samples Channel One by Technicolor.
I didn't either, but it's weird because I have the sample here. It doesn't sound like the same song somehow.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
Like this part does, and then
yeah. Is it just?
Oh.
Yes, it's just that part.
That's crazy.
It's wild. Yeah. Other fun facts. It was the second best-selling song in the U.S. in 92, only to fall behind Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You.
Ooh.
Is that not wild to think of those two being the top two singles at the same time?
Not one mention of a butt in that song.
I Will Always Love Your Butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another interesting thing about the song is the girl talking at the top and the Valley Girl voice. That was actually the first thing recorded for the song.
Yeah. Before they had a song, they were like, all right, you got this.
Yeah.
Oh, they just had that audio lying around. They're like, well, what are we going to do with
well,
this?
Well, no, it was Amelia Dorsey. It was his girlfriend at the time. And supposedly, he was so inspired by her figure that he wrote the damn song. It's also her doing the voice.
It's a love song.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, as much as we go to Shuns or Mix-a-Lot, I got to give him a little shout-out because he's from Seattle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We grew up with, like, such Sir Mix-a-Lot pride just being in the Northwest.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's like, we got Nirvana, we got Jimi Hendrix, and we got Sir Mix-a-Lot, baby.
The Holy Trinity.
That covers everything, though,
yeah.
Pretty much. And Macklemore, well, of course.
Yeah.
I feel like he's covered by one of... Never mind.
He said, originally it was going to be a serious song. But we realized that if we made it serious, they wouldn't take it serious. It would be just dismissed. I was like, how do I make the statement, but keep it tongue-in-cheek? And I did it.
By keeping his tongue on those cheeks.
Yeah.
It is
tongue-in-cheek.
I will definitely go through
He's
the...
He's using his tongue to rap about cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, brother. Oh, brother. You're not wrong. We'll definitely go through the problematic or not problematic as it goes along. But I will say his own reasoning behind this... is that he tried to say, quote, the song doesn't just say I like large butts, you know? The song is talking about women who damn near kill themselves to try to look like these beanpole models you see in Vogue magazine. He was, of course, describing kind of the heroin chic trend at the time of, like, Kate Moss types. He explains that most women respond positively to the song's message, especially black women. They all say, about time.
That's fair.
They're shouting out that movie.
He loves a classic film.
They all say Amanda Seyfried and Justin Timberlake. Finally,
is that what that one is?
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought that
I was just. Nodding.
Oh wait, no. I'm thinking of In Time.
Yeah.
About Time is Rachel McAdams and Donald Gleason.
Yeah.
Also great. Even better.
Yeah.
Welcome to Time Talk.
Is a romantic lead.
What?
Donald Gleason is a romantic lead.
Hell yeah! You think he's Star Wars?
Wait, he was in Brooklyn too. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're getting down to movies again. How do we
the
always
Revenant?
Do this?
Peter Rabbit.
Yeah.
Unbroken.
That one Black Mirror.
Yes.
Where he plays a fuckbot.
He does play a fuckbot.
He a fuckbot, right?
Jell-O
with Haley Atwell, who was in...
We're done. Yeah, I'm putting a kibosh on this.
IMDb, the podcast, is really fun. I love this.
I would absolutely do a podcast where we just say, and they were in this and this.
Oh, shit. Really? Oh.
What is interesting is that, despite the fact that he definitely does some face shaming in this song... He was, I think, trying to be Bozzy positive.
Bozzy.
He said they look at these magazines and they give you the impression that is beautiful and that anything less is ugly.
Yeah.
So supposedly it was his goal to basically write a body positive, representative, inclusive song that included thicker body types.
Right.
And I guess MTV or whoever made his video, I can't remember the name, made him cut out all the super thick girls in the video.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
I know. And MTV briefly banned the video entirely.
I remember that.
And then they relented, but only to play after 9 p.m. Last thing I'll say is that Ruben did suggest changes. The main one was to let the most emphatic of Sir Mix-a-Lot's lines hang in the air, unaccompanied by beats or sample. He wanted the lines that could easily offend people accentuated.
Mm.
So you'll notice throughout the song, when he says something particularly crazy, the music drops out. That's all I got. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's get into it.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. You know, who understands those rap guys?
This is so long.
They only talk to her
34 seconds
intro. She looks like a total prostitute.
There's the music.
The drop coming in on prostitute.
So big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
So much of that. There's so much to say about that.
Like, oh, man.
The noises she adds, like those little ad-libs.
The whole thing.
How she takes the longest pauses with seemingly no rhythm, but it still flows.
Yeah.
I am, like, like stomach nervous by how long that took. I was just like, oh my God, mm-hmm. it's so, I can't believe we listened to that and thought it was fine to put at the beginning of a song.
The funniest thing is like, I know this song is definitely the kind of song that people really like to dance to, but if this starts, there's like a full 12 second gap before yeah. any beat comes in where you're just standing around listening.
I feel like they must, like when they play it at anywhere that isn't, I don't like.
I think it starts with a bum bum bum.
Yeah,
bum,
I think
bum,
they start
bum,
that
bum,
at the very top,
which is
I think
a
so too.
Great, great start.
Yeah, so it's a necessary start. Yeah.
Do you guys notice the boop boop? Because I did not until I started working on the punch up.
No, let me.
It's in the beat.
Prostitute. Okay. I
mean, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's just so big.
It's like a water droplet.
I can't believe
it's a quarter bouncing off someone's butt.
It's out there.
Ooh. Or just like Sir Mix-a-Lot's jizz, like
hit
the ground,
just tiny little droplets.
Like pre-cum? Is that what we?
They said prostitute. Boy,
this might be a record for the soonest we've mentioned cum in a podcast.
We can beat that. Podcast. Which is also when I what I say before I jerk off.
Ding
to the music video.
Boy, boy. Great video. Would never jerk off to it. It's art.
Yeah, it would be.
I do love. That this is pretty political and
yeah.
racial and making some good points. The satire is strong.
It's incredible how they manage to sneak in. It's like she's just so black.
Yeah.
yeah.
And that's when like, wait, he comes what? In. The, yeah. yeah. It's like no time to process.
Yeah.
They're like slowly warming you up to what they're about to say. And then mm-hmm. they're just like, and here it is on the nose, baby. And then he's like, my turn to shine, baby.
It does feel like it goes long enough because it's kind of. It's that thing of, like, if you don't answer somebody or you don't respond to someone, you leave them hanging in the air, they just keep talking. And it's that with this until they're just like, look, I'm just going to say what I'm meaning to say. Is that
oh, yeah.
She's black.
Yeah.
I appreciate him not beating around the bush.
No.
I mean, he is literally beating around the
yeah.
bush because he only wants the butt.
Near
but
it.
He, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Such a strong way to enter.
Ew, are you trying to use
no,
a total time?
No, I'm not. And every 5 minutes, I'm like, there's another pun. Mm-hmm. And it's not on purpose.
And then what does he say? I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. But when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough because you notice that butt was stuck. Oh my God. That's so many words.
This song is so long and it doesn't repeat words very often.
Yeah.
It's first of all, it's 4 minutes and 22 seconds.
So buckle in, punchos.
Buckle in. Take 2 seconds off and, you know, it's a very funny song.
Buckle in, Jimma Jamma Rose.
What?
Are
you having
know.
A stroke?
Maybe.
Oh, are you guys trying to name your fans?
Yeah.
Every episode we're going to give them a different name.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Punch of Jimmies.
What did you say? Brooklyn Punch of Jimmies?
Brooklyn Punch of Jimmies.
Brooklyn Punch of Jimmies sounds like what you call a bully in like the 50s.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say like a racist boxer.
Yeah. And those Brooklyn Punch of Jimmies are coming around looking for all the blacks in this neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah.
You better not be out after 5.
Okay. I love the. I think it's a synth horn.
Yeah.
This beat is really
it's
cool.
It's so great. I wanted so badly to find the stems when I realized it was just one sample.
I wish I could find it. Okay,
Rick Rubin,
so
get at us.
He just said, I like big butts and I cannot lie. Which is like, he's so honorable. He's telling us right at the mm-hmm. top, I will tell no lies.
He has a brother who can only tell a lie, and he's the one who can only tell the truth.
He likes small butts.
Yeah.
I love that he's like, I cannot lie. I'm so sorry. I wish I could, but I cannot.
It's very George Washington chopping on the cherry.
Yeah. It's such a like juvenile way to like make a pronunciation. Like, I do this and I cannot lie.
What? I feel like it's like a greeting from a character I've met in The Labyrinth.
Yeah.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. That's two separate thoughts.
You other brothers can't deny.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the you other brothers thing starts to get into a thing about this song wherein the people that it's addressed to keeps shifting. So it's like, it starts off talking to you other brothers, then it talks to the ladies,
mm-hmm.
then it's just yeah. like, it very much like, to answer the question, who is this song to?
it's like everyone at any given time. Yeah. It goes all over the fucking place.
I think
place.
He's trying to appeal to every single person in the club.
That's true. It is like as four quadranty an attempt to make a song about butts. So like, this is for everyone. It's PG-13, no N-words. We're going to use weird cartoon butts.
Which is why I like the line near the end where he's just like, even white boys got a shout. Like, he forgot one group until the end. He's like, even white boys got a shout.
I will say white girls love this song.
Of course you do.
Mm-hmm. We looked at a video. I don't know how to incorporate into this episode.
I'm going to play the video for you, and then we'll
talk about it.
Just Google Sir Mix-a-Lot Seattle Symphony.
It is
what?
Wild.
It's phenomenal.
It is wild.
It is a masterpiece, like any movie you've ever seen.
He's pulled up maybe 100 women from the audience. And they are mostly white, and they are dressed in fine evening gowns. And the song just came out, and they are losing their fucking minds dancing.
What? Seattle like
is amazing.
But they're loving it. It's wonderful.
I don't know that they were supposed to do this. The Seattle Symphony looks nervous.
Yeah.
Although there is a cellist wearing sunglasses.
I do like how, the violins just have, like, one sting that you can hear, and then they're just kind of sawed away on the sample.
It is a pure, it's nothing but pure joy up there. None of them feel
inhibited.
Yeah, and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
But at the same time, all I can think about is how the music sounds like a spy theme. It sounds like Mission Impossible. It's so cool, but then it's just like, I like big butts. I'm like, this is cool.
The mashup we deserve.
Yeah.
This criminal's trying to get rid of all the butts. MI5, you know what to do.
But.
So then he goes, you other British can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. But there goes his whole thing of body positivity right at the top.
The itty-bitty waist, you're just like, okay.
So he's like, you can't actually just be heavy. You got to be skinny and cut and also with a big butt. And I'm like, well, now you're making it harder to fit this unrealistic beauty standard.
Yeah. I don't think it's saying that it's only this type of butt. Or only this type of figure. I think he's saying specifically, when you see someone with an itty-bitty waist and a big butt, you like it.
Okay, so maybe that's one of many body types.
If he said that only when you see, I'd be like, no.
Well,
okay.
Although a lot of this song does seem to be like, I hate the other types.
Yeah, which there's later on, it is little in the middle, but she got much back.
That's true.
Which seems very specific.
And then he goes, want to pull up tough? Because you noticed that butt was stuffed. I don't understand this line. I don't understand it at
all. You want to go talk to her because you saw she got something filling out those pants.
Okay, no, but it's because, not stuffing?
But that line ends at a weird place because the sentence is, you saw that butt was stuffed into the jeans she's wearing.
Oh, so he just paused the sentence in the middle.
Yeah, like a very awkward way to... So it's like her, it's stuffed, like
deep
her butt is so
jeans.
Big that it's stuffed deep into the jeans.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an interesting way to describe having a big butt. My butt goes so deep in my pants.
Yeah.
I just figured it was like, the butt is stuffed. It's very big.
I thought it was like, she patted her butt like you pad your bra.
That's what I used to think. But then it's like, well, then what is deep in the jeans she's wearing is just a weird
sentence.
Oh, that's
a non-sequitur.
It has to go somewhere. Well, right. It doesn't have to. It's a song. But
it was an ellipses.
Yeah. Or just like a line break. And they're like, and Clippy came out and was like, did you mean to put a break here? And they're like, yeah, motherfucker, I'm writing a butt song. And they're like, all right, cool.
It should have been like, want to pull up tough because you noticed that butt was stuffed deep in the jeans she's wearing.
Yeah.
That sounds like a circus song.
Stuffed deep in the jeans she's wearing. Ring, ring, ring. I like a butt, and I like a butt, a butt, a butt, a butt, a butt,
and I'm hooked, and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby.
I love the way he says that.
Oh, can we listen to the baby again?
Oh, baby. Yeah.
You sound ancient.
Oh, baby. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, baby.
Oh, it's like a little Bill Cosby, but like... on steroids?
Yeah.
It sounds rich.
Yeah.
It sounds like a dad is about to be mad that his kids did something, and then at the end he's like, oh, kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like if you have like really religious people, they're like, oh, bucket.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
I can't tell if he's disappointed or enthused.
It's like someone just spilled a bunch of juice and he's like, oh, baby.
Yeah.
Trying not to swear.
Because you'd be like, oh, baby, if you're excited.
Yeah, or like, oh, baby. But he's like, oh, baby. That's the funny thing I love about this song is that even though he's talking, you could definitely write on sheet music the notes he's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's really like putting a melody to talking.
The rhythm to it is also so great. The way he just sometimes, like, we'll see in the next line, but he's like, I want to get with ya and take your picture.
The rhymes also are incredible in this song.
Yes. Yeah. To the point that I was trying to cut it up into just like lines where it's like 8 lines per clip. And it's hard because some of them like drag over and some go under.
He's like really takes risks with like where the sentence ends or like where the rhyme goes. It's great.
It was part of my struggle punching this up too because I was like, changing this at all feels blasphemous. We all know how this is supposed to go so well.
Yeah.
And then
after you've been hooked and you can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboy's
trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. Andrew, I'm going to let you take this one.
Oh, yeah. I always forget about that part. That was probably the first. Oh, no, because, all right, I'm older than y'all, but, like, this song came out right around when my middle school friends were like, we're going to watch some really fucked up movies now. So, because that sample's from Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah,
right?
Demi has it.
I sure do.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam? Not just this minute.
Yeah.
Well, baby. Me so horny. Me so horny.
You keep lying.
Me love you long time.
I did not realize that both of those phrases were from this movie. I've never seen this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty racist.
It's jarring when you see it. But she's talking to a black dude in that scene, if I recall correctly.
I think it's two white guys.
Two white guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we watched it.
One of them's Matthew Modine.
Oh, at one point, one of the sex workers is talking to at least about a black guy, because then it gets double racist, and you're like, oh, boy.
Oh God, nothing worse than double racist.
It really, I was just like, this is so wild.
They had to, double up, on the racist.
I like how also, though, yeah, because it was this and Two Live Crew both used that.
Oh, yeah. Sample.
And Fergie has said it.
Although, by the time Fergie did, I was like, okay, we know.
Well, yeah, now that's hip hop. Yeah.
Oh, that was recent.
But I mean, her argument would be like, it's from beloved hip hop, you know, like beloved like hip hop culture
appropriated into hip hop.
It's like Wu-Tang Clan. Like, what are you gonna do?
I mean, maybe it's not my place to say, but I do feel like we are able to say, even though that's a beloved thing, we're allowed to let it go.
I wish I knew the context for this clip around the time this song was released, because I don't feel
no
like
no one listening to that was like Full Metal Jacket,
right? Yes. But I'm also like, was it the kind of thing where people had been saying that like sub clip? Because if not, it just feels like he clipped it because it's like a fun.
Well, I think it's a lot of like kind of like examples of racism from media that get isolated and used, not used the wrong way, but it's like some shit that's not exactly fair. But there's a lot of stuff that happens like out of context. Like, for instance, I will just say, like, if you watch Tropic Thunder, it's one thing, but there's also like indelibly Robert Downey Jr. in blackface is out in the world. That's like, and it's like a little bit unfair. That's not like, oh, they predicted animated GIFs or whatever.
Right. But context matters.
Yeah.
But I do feel like my first relationship with this phrase was people impersonating Asian people
to be
racist.
Yeah, which is why I'm saying before that context, I'm wondering how this song looks, because it really, like, even just if you read the lyrics, it is just him going, this is a clip of the perfect words that grammatically fit the sentence.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's like you drop a clip from something else into a song that's a fun, everyone's like, ah, it's a different voice. So
I mean,
But I'm genuinely just like curious about that, because I don't know what to think about it. Because I can't.
It makes me queasy every time.
The problem with Asian shit also is like, anytime you say anything about it, and this is my specific gripe with East Asian people, that definitely I say too much on too many different mics, but this is like a for the community question. But you say some shit like this, like, oh, fuck that, that's racist, 1,000 Asian people will feel like, I'm not offended. And I'm like,
that's any, yeah.
Not, yes,
it's probably any demographic,
yes.
I would guess.
Well, there's always like, because I think the idea is always just, if someone within a community says that it's offensive to them, then other people outside the community are just like, oh, I guess we can't do it because it's offensive to this guy. And then other people from that community come in, it's like, well, it doesn't affect me, and then they'll be like, great, we're holding on to that
one. That's the guy.
It's our confirmation bias.
I know.
But
thank you, Sir Mix-a-Lot, for launching such a nuanced conversation.
Hell yeah.
And outdated racism.
We didn't even discuss, I want to get with you and take your picture. For what?
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought that was like, take a picture of you because I like you.
I feel like
I've never done that.
Come on. You don't take pictures of someone you have a crush on?
No.
Okay.
No, because I think whenever I do it, it's way too obvious. So, you know, I'm like.
No, but when you're hanging out with them, not from afar, not like a voyeur.
You know, even then, I feel like, at least me personally, I'm like, I'm going to be too guarded and too cool. So, like, I'm going to ignore this person because I'm going to try to make them like me.
You play hard to get.
Yeah, I guess.
Just like my dog.
Yeah.
And you love her.
Yeah, it works.
All right.
Go figure. Keep playing it.
In this context, I'm like, why did your homeboys, what did your homeboys warn you about?
Oh, probably like, dude, if you go talk to her, you're going to fuck her. Come on, man. We were supposed to play poker tonight, bro.
Bro.
My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you, yeah, right.
He's like, man, I made fucking pigs in a blanket, dude. Come on, bro.
My homeboys tried to warn me to not talk to you.
Because
they're
going to be obsessing over you, and they don't want to deal with it.
Oh.
I mean, this is my guess. I don't know.
Mix-a-Lot's homeboys, get your shit together.
Yeah.
Just be happy for your friends.
Why don't you all go find yourself a partner, huh?
Yeah. Of any butt size that you like.
Correct.
And that they can be, the important thing is that the woman can be whatever. What size that they?
You're gonna give yourself a hernia.
You know, tall, venti, grande. Who cares?
Yeah,
any size. But
important thing is,
Okay. And
important
then,
thing is, they are a latte.
Then we get into my favorite line in the whole song.
Ooh, rumpa smooth skin. You say you wanna get my bins? Use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing to hell with romance, and she sweat wet. Got it going like a turbo vet.
Oh my god! He just used Rumpelstiltskin reference in a rap song in 1992.
Ooh, I don't think it makes sense.
It makes
it doesn't make any sense.
Smooth skin?
They don't have to guess his name. There's no crossover here other than he changed it to say smooth skin.
Oh, rump. Oh, smooth skin.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just got that. Still, why smooth?
It's
because you don't want pimples on your butt. You ever get a pimple on your butt?
No.
Oh boy, I get them all the time. I don't know if I got a butt problem or what. I don't get acne on my face, but my butt almost always has at least one blemish on it.
Have you tried saying your butt's name?
Saying my butt's. Oh my god, Timmy,
go away. You set this up.
It spun straw into gold.
I would.
It's taking your baby.
I would give up.
That butt is taking your baby.
All my gold for a smooth butt skin.
You hear that, listeners? If she's giving up all her gold if you can get her that smooth butt skin.
Oh, Rumpo, smooth skin.
This is, I assume you guys have some sort of dermatologist ad for your for the break.
Hey, maybe.
I would give up all my gold for a smooth butt skin.
Speaking of, let's find out. Promo code punch. Let's find out exactly what our ad is today. I hope it's, I hope it's a butt ad.
What if we didn't have an ad? We're just coming back from nothing.
Yeah, that would be crazy. Well, welcome back.
Rumpo Smooth Skin is the children's book we deserve.
It is.
Oh.
I can't believe
no one's made that.
They might have. This is pre-internet.
Mix-a-Lot, call us.
Yeah.
We're writers.
Yeah.
And our number's 1-900-PUNCH-A-LOT.
Sure isn't. Afraid for whoever does have that number, though.
You say you want to get in my bins. Okay.
Yeah.
Who said that? That's new information.
Rumpel Smoothskin did.
Oh, right.
Which, by the way, it's a trick. She's trying to get your baby.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
If you invite Rumpel Smoothskin into your bins, she, I guess, will turn the inside of your car into a baby.
Oh, that didn't rhyme. I thought you were going to rhyme.
Oh, no. I got
If Rumpel Smoothskin enters the bins, you shall part with your friends that you're related to, your children.
Be alone with your friends who are mad at you.
If Rumpel Smoothskin enters your bins, he'll come and steal your family's rear ends.
I have a bunch of flat-ass children.
Correct. Oh, then you gotta say his name to get him back.
God. The fucking Mix-a-Lot extended universe is
it's
wild.
Wonderful.
We could live in here.
We have to.
It's deeper than the jeans she's wearing. Well, use me, because you ain't that average groupie. I'm having trouble getting out of this, like, iambic pentameter Renaissance Fairian speech now.
Well, use me. Use me.
Because you ain't that average groupie.
Were his other songs like as medieval? like, put him on the glass doesn't have, like, the no, same.
He was particularly inspired for this one.
Yeah, yeah,
Nick
okay.
Rubin really put it in him, I guess. I don't totally understand this line. He's just asking the woman to, like, sexually use him.
Yeah.
Because she has a larger butt than his average groupie.
Yeah.
Correct.
Got it.
Correct.
Okay.
She's
that's
like,
simple.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. It's transactional in a good way.
Here's the thing. Does the... I'm pretty sure... Let me play this again. It's me, because you ain't that average groupie. So there's one of the lines where he's like, I dropped it out for controversy. Mm-hmm. That's a controversial line compared to everything else?
Mm.
Oh. Because groupie? Maybe groupie at the time was like considered...
Maybe he was just proud of how good that rhyme is. Use me, groupie. It's a double rhyme.
It is good.
It is good. And then he says, I've seen him dancing. To hell with romancing. Yep. This man's going to walk right up and say, hello, ma'am, I saw your ass from afar, and I would love to have sex with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, straight into the point. It's kind of like what Cameron did in Hey Ma.
Exactly, except in this one, he's like, if you Jewels. Can guess my name, come to the bins.
Is I've seen him dancing about the groupies or about this girl?
I don't know.
I think it's about this girl. I think it's about the girl. It's about... See, that's the thing. It's about the girl who is also represents all girls with big butts.
I think it's multiple girls. I think every line even is like talking to a different girl now, talking to a different girl now, yeah. talking to a different girl now.
As Could long be as wrong. They have big butts.
Otherwise, this is a confusing time lane because he's like, we just had sex and also I saw you dancing.
It's weird because in the very previous line he says, you, he's referring to one person, and then now he's like, I've seen them dancing.
That's what I'm saying.
Back to the boys.
I think it's all over. Yeah, but then it's to the boys sometimes.
I think this is the problem with the English language. Mm-hmm. You is singular and plural.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when he's saying you, it's sometimes you, lady, and sometimes y'all boys, hear me on this one. But they're
That's
both,
true.
Right? It kind of makes sense. We need like an ustedes.
Although
you know?
average groupie suggests it is singular.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
True.
I think
so.
It's,
he's just going like, well, that's a done thought. Now I'm moving on to I've seen them dancing.
I think it really depends on you have to be able to like the you is a singular woman that represents all women as long as they have big
a synecdoche.
Yes.
Or a metonymy.
I don't.
You're just saying
two?
Sounds.
Mm.
Synecdoche. I like that one.
Sarsaparilla.
Ooh.
Mm.
George Gingo.
Well, you're not even saying words.
I said sounds.
Oh, okay.
They count.
Those do count.
That's true.
A flower.
You can't deny.
That's our new ringtone.
A flower. It sounds like I'm excited to eat a fly and then it flies into my mouth.
Yeah.
It chokes you halfway through.
Mm, no,
it gets funnier than you do. Oh boy. So she's wet. No, what? She's sweat.
Sweat.
She's sweat?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's genius got those lyrics
fine.
Wrong.
She's sweat. Wet.
Yeah.
Got it going like a
What does it mean she's sweat?
As in she's sweaty.
Yeah.
And what? She's wetty.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, that's
she's
so
sweaty.
Gross.
She's wetty. Got it going wetty. Like a turbo Betty.
Whoa, Black Betty.
Oy,
turbo
yuck.
Vet being Corvette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I guess has a good engine.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm losing the metaphor here. If she's like a car, but it's a wet car, and also it's a sweaty car.
I think it's like she's sweat and wet. Again, forget everything I've said. Now I'm talking about a car.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
You
yeah.
know what men love? Fucking cars and girls.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Put in that tailpipe.
I wish vet was a different word. I feel like that's the first line in the song where I'm like, you could have thought of something better.
She's sweat, wet, chilling like a Vietnam vet.
That's chill. That's like a hard chill. Also, ooh. Call back to the Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's sweat, wet. You should watch Full Metal Jacket. It's just made up of Full Metal Jacket quotes. Ooh, what's your major malfunction?
I haven't seen it enough.
For the 50th anniversary of Full Metal Jacket, we will be re-releasing Baby Got Back.
I like the troops and I cannot lie.
I'm sure he's done that, right?
Celebrating on the 4th of July.
How far can you go?
When a troop walks in with an idiot. No. Because I immediately went to a place where I was like, no, do not say that on the show.
Ah, nice. Yeah, we're trying to maintain our friends. Hi, guys.
Or fucking troops?
No, that's a different podcast. Talking troops shoots after, records after us in this same space.
Yeah, and we definitely did not do our national anthem episode on Talking Troops.
Oh, man. Quick digression. I actually went back and listened to that a bunch of times.
Oh, God. It was a spicy
it's
meatball.
It's so good.
It was indeed the spiciest meatball. Oh, I love the it The reddest so much. Of dog food.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And then another little melodic line that I'm very excited about.
Yeah. I'm tired of magazines. Send flat butts all the thing.
Hit the average black man and ask him luck. She gotta pack much bags. That's my least favorite line of the whole song. Why? Because take the average black man, now give him that. You got a bet mug back. He just completely throws like the line for a second and it's just, I'm coming back in with four rhymes now.
Yeah. Take
the
average black man and ask
him that. She got a pack much back. You hear
the way
that?
He says that.
Take the average black man and ask him that.
It's slipping into, it's Dr. Jekyll and Hyde for Cosby. And it's like, I'm trying not to. Take the average black man and ask him that.
It sounds like he had molasses in his mouth just for this line.
Yeah. I'm not taking out the molasses. Hit record again.
He like had the hoagie with the serum in it and he's just holding back the Cosby energy.
As soon as we finish recording, I'm going to bite into this sandwich. He's trying so.
It's just a sweater's growing out of his skin. Like
trying not to Hulk out into.
Yeah, he's hiding it.
That's my secret, Captain. I'm always Cosby.
Ooh, he is now.
Oh, brother, do you think magazines actually were saying flat butts are the thing? Or, like, he's more talking about the photos and the way they make you feel.
I can understand them, like, or I can not understand. I can see a magazine saying, like, skin or skinny is in or something.
Ladies, how do you get your butt flatter than ever?
Yeah.
Flatter than two pancakes hanging on your back.
I feel like butts weren't ever a thing that people talked too much about until, like...
Recently.
Yeah.
Well, but see, it feels like to me... Sir Mix-a-Lot is truly the trendsetter of the butt. Or maybe he even was too early.
He was too early, I think.
By a lot. By a full decade.
Yeah. How long till Kim Kardashian came along? How long till Miley Cyrus made that video? You know, it was a while.
That was 2013.
But basically he was the first entree into like mains, like white culture being like, have you considered butts?
Which is why I think so many people are like, this song is pretty good.
Yeah. This is amazing. It's incredible. But.
After every line, true. True.
Yep. Oh, my God. Just a version of this where it's just a hype girl, but it's a woman just going, yep. Yes. Uh-huh. Yep. Yes. She got a pack much back. So, fellas. Yeah. Fellas. Yeah. Yeah. Your girlfriend got the butt. Hell yeah. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got bounced. That a butt can be healthy.
Healthy
is so
butt
fucking
is so
funny.
Good.
I'm gonna shake my healthy boobs.
Shake that healthy butt.
I'm gonna shake these healthy triceps, baby. I'm just flopping in the wind. I got wings over here.
I love healthy butt.
Yeah.
Healthy butt. Baby got back.
I also feel the way that they scream in agreement.
Yeah.
It's so like weirdly aggressive.
It's so unnerving.
It's
like, wait, what?
It's not like, yeah. It's just like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah! Hell yeah! Shake it!
Yeah, it sounds like they recorded that at a prison.
Yes, or like it sounds like when like a black fraternity does like a stomp, it's like, I can't think of, it's like Sigma Chi, where it's just like very aggressive.
Yeah.
A black fraternity, is that just all fraternities?
No, but no, I mean like black fraternities have like black chants and stomps and whatnot.
Oh, I haven't seen those.
As far as fraternities go, this is the good kind of fraternity.
Yeah, a butt fraternity.
Are any fraternities good, though?
No.
Are we more racist than we are sexist, or sexist than we are racist? What do we think about racism and sexism? You know what I mean?
Both.
You know what? I've said this before on the podcast, but I think sexism is better than racism.
I like to go to people I don't know at parties and just go, hey, guys, which one do you think is worse, racism or sexism?
I do the same thing, but I just pick two religions.
Hey, guys, so Muslim or Catholic? You know what I mean? Anyway, some food for thought. I'm going to go to LaCroix.
You got to pick one. Hey, have an answer when I come back. Yo, Tony.
Saying a lot without saying anything. So he just said, fellas.
Yeah.
Fellas.
Yeah.
If your girlfriend got the butt,
hell yeah.
Come to shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake that healthy butt.
Okay.
If my boyfriend was like, yeah, shake that healthy butt, I don't know how I'd feel about it.
That's the part that seems particularly aggressive. You're just like, shake it. Shake it. I said, shake
that healthy butt.
Shake that healthy butt.
It's so healthy.
I swear to God, Christine.
But also, shake that healthy butt. Healthy, although it's a positive adjective, makes it so clinical. It gets into Buffalo Bill territory all of a sudden. Like, ah, what a healthy
It's rear. So clinical that I lean back into, like, this is a body pause anthem.
Well, if you have a big butt.
I think that's the intention.
Yes.
But it's just like, you're like, who says, that's like, more objectifying to like it, that's how you talk about a cow.
You're also what's the word I'm looking for, putting down anyone with a small butt now by saying it's malnourished.
Yeah,
correct.
So it's a little misguided overall. I do think he's trying.
I don't think anyone would ever be flattered if you were walking, well, first of all, in the scenario period, but specifically of the phrasing, if someone's just like, you've got such a health, like, you have, I've been noticing you've been changing. Your butt's looking healthy. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. That's weird as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Mm-hmm. That would be probably the creepiest thing a stranger could say to me on the street. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just so you know, I noticed your butt looks very healthy. Keep up the good work. Feed that guy. You
hey,
know?
Congrats on that BMI.
Oh, I thought you were going to say BM.
No.
Butt stuff.
Yeah, congrats on a healthy BM.
Bowel movement index.
Does a healthy butt make a healthy BM?
Healthy butt, healthy gut. That's what asking my proctologist always says. Health butt doctor.
What's a butt doctor?
Proctologist.
It's actually what I have said is my job on Instagram.
Yeah. Proctologist. Healthy butt.
It is a butt doctor, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Sir Mix-a-Lot's day job.
Yeah.
After
Hell yeah.
Knight of the Realm, butt doctor, rapper.
And then we get into the hook.
Baby got ballet.
This breakdown is so good.
Baby got
it all works.
If you're wondering why that sounds like a sample, it's because it is. He sampled himself.
Yes, he sampled himself from a song called I Got Game. I have it right here.
You know, I bet only got two seats. Just enough room for a player and a freak. Rolling at the park, and I seen this cutie LA face with the Oakland booty.
What?
It's oh my wild, god! Right?
I love two things about this. One, that the drums are the same as in this song.
So dope.
And secondly, that he dropped out for the line LA Face with an Oakland Booty, which is him going, I like it so much. And then him sampling it is like, I really, really like this one line.
Guys, this is the smartest thing I've ever said.
Reduce, reuse, recycle, baby. Again, this line, I love the way it sounds. However, if you're trying to say I'm writing a body positive anthem and then you're saying, yeah, but only if you got a hot face too.
Yeah.
It falls apart a little bit.
It's just a lot of like, it opens body positive and then it starts putting conditions on it immediately.
I feel like it's the way he's done it, we've established that everything is so separate. So I don't think he's saying like, this is the only thing that's good in this case. He's just kind of like, she's got an LA face, but an Oakland booty. I love that.
Mm-hmm. No, the LA face is also a good thing.
No, I know. I'm saying that, like, I don't think he's saying this is the only good.
What is an LA face?
I guess, like, plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Like a hot face.
Tan. Good makeup.
Most likely white.
That's what I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, you
think? No.
What are you doing, man? I think most likely white.
I who's to say?
I don't think it would. I mean,
maybe
in this case, I don't think he.
Baby got Mac. Has anyone ever said that phrase before him, or did he invent that?
LA face and Oakland booty?
Well, no, I think he invented that as evidenced by self-sampling. But the baby got back.
I don't know.
Like calling a butt, saying it.
Like complimenting it back. Yeah. I've never heard that before. Well, I was very young before, but
no, I remember the time pretty well, and I think we've been saying it for quite a while. No, I have no idea.
Yeah,
it wouldn't occur to me naturally.
Yeah, like back of the. It's just like such a weird. Also, it's just say butt. Why wouldn't you say butt?
Baby got butt.
Because you gotta keep it clean enough that.
Yeah.
People have to discover what it means.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm also loving that he says a Oakland booty. He's like, I don't care about
with
grammar.
With an Oakland booty.
That's actually hard. A Oakland booty.
Oakland. Well, I don't think he puts a space in there. He's like, Oakland booty.
LA face with an Oakland booty.
You kind of, you actually got to put a Y in between and it works. The Oakland booty.
The Oakland booty.
Now it sounds like you're speaking a different language.
A Oakland booty.
Oakland
booty.
Yeah, Oakland booty.
You're doing the Missy Elliott.
Oh, it comes up a backwards lot.
I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Yeah, face with an Oakland booty.
Nope.
Yeah, Oakland booty.
Oh, it's so unpleasant.
Well,
I love all that.
It works so well for me. I love it.
Yeah, I love it. I have nothing bad to say about that.
And also, just the when he remixes the It works so well too.
Did he do that, or did someone else do that?
Well, like whoever does it.
No, I'm actually curious though. I wonder if he does. If he did that, if he made his own beats like that.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Well, we know Rick Rubin produced this.
Oh, this is like one of the little cherries for Musical.ly, just because it's so interesting and it sounds like you've heard it a million times, but it's actually like kind of complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get into the second verse.
I like them round and big, and when I'm throwing a gig, I just can't help myself. I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal. I want to get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, because silicone parts are made for toys.
The whip crack!
The whip crack is incredible.
It sounds so fake, too.
It's such a weird line that it goes over, though, because it feels like it's a sexual thing, but then he's being like, I don't want that.
It's so much.
Yeah.
I like them round and big, and when I'm throwing a gig.
Yeah.
Is that that's not how you say that, but okay.
When I'm throwing a gig?
You know, hey guys, come to the gig I'm throwing.
I mean.
Like a barbecue?
Okay.
My gig, you know, the gig.
It's like he said it weird, and then he was like, well, I can't take it back. I'm throwing a gig.
I don't have time to do a second take. I got to eat this hoagie.
He could have said I'm playing a gig. He did not need to say
anything. Throwing.
Oh, yeah, no.
Doing a gig.
Although I guess throwing suggests that it's like, no, I'm putting on this show. I'm not hired to do this.
Oh.
So now he's like, just in case you guys were wondering, I am a rapper.
Yeah.
But also event planner. Yes. Hire me, boys.
And animal.
Yeah.
I just can't help myself. I'm acting like an animal.
Now here's my scandal. What does that mean?
I don't know.
You have sex so good, it's scandalous.
I guess that he's.
You have sex so good, you have to like quit your job as a politician.
I would like to apologize to my family who found out how good my sex is today.
That he's preemptively outing himself.
Yeah.
Going forward, I will not be having such great sex.
Mm-mm.
I will keep it vanilla.
Doubling it up.
Two positions most. Oh, yeah. I will return to a singular, and I will single up.
Close mouth cum.
Close mouth what?
You gotta keep your mouth closed when you cum if you're a real proper boy.
I would like to get you home and double up.
It's like that Dave Chappelle sketch where they trade spouses fucking through the boxer slot.
Oh, God.
Okay, and then...
I want to get you home.
And...
Double up.
What is that? Two condoms?
What?
I don't know what double up means.
Oh, I thought he was just saying, like, I want to fuck. And he's like, you know what? No, I want to fuck twice. Like, he's just going, never mind. I don't want to do this just once.
But he goes, three times.
No, I thought he was just like... Sex with Sir Mix-a-Lot, just like the Sphinx of old, is one pump or two pumps.
And riddle me this.
If he gets one pump, that's a single up, and a double up is two pumps.
Are we playing video games?
Yeah. And if you get the magic dick win, I guess.
Rumpelstiltskin gives a magic dick at the
end
of
this. And he cannot lie.
It is very, like, magic.
Yes.
Yeah, this,
like, this is like a pornographic Myst clone I would have maybe downloaded in the 90s.
If you'd like to fuck with me, answer me these riddles 3.
Oh my god, shout out Myst with a Y. I love this game. Okay, I ain't talking about Playboy. Again, crazy non sequitur here. You're just fucking a second ago. Now you're talking about magazines again, second time in the song.
He loves magazines.
Because silicone parts are made for toys. That was so good, Timmy.
Thank you.
That was your mouth. That sounded like you're playing a sample.
Yeah. The whip that Demi usually holds in his hands is not.
I put it down.
It's not here right now.
I was like, I can do this. It was too scary.
You always say that, and you make me cut it out of the podcast, but I don't want to anymore.
I said you could have a crop.
And I said that's not the same.
Do people still know what magazines are? I guess they kind of do.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I'm tired of magazines.
Yeah.
Full stop. Don't like them.
a lot of magazine shit. He talks about magazines.
It's going to come up again as well.
Yeah.
Silicone parts also aren't just made for toys. And also, he's like accidentally shading sex toys here. Which are mostly made from silicone, even though he's trying to talk about titties.
I don't think he's shading sex toys.
Well, you can't say silicone parts are made for toys.
Why is that shaming sex toys?
I guess it's
just
right.
referring to them.
I just feel like there's a certain tone in the way he said toys. That it was like, toys.
Yeah.
Like
yeah
children's toys.
By the way, they're not toys, they're action figures. My sex action figures.
I just like to put Hulk's head in my butt.
Yeah.
It's the only way I could do it.
And this dildo is like, it's dildo man. Mm-hmm. The superhero.
Did you not see the cape?
Yeah. You guys went to Comic-Con too? I
sure did. Oh, no, sorry. It's Comic-Con. That's what I went to.
I want them real thick and juicy. So find that juicy double. Mix-a-Lot's in trouble. Begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Not any bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flo-Jo.
The little scratching that goes over this.
Oh.
I love that he just said double three times? Two times.
Oh yeah, double up.
Yeah.
Double up and a juicy double. You also can't say double trouble and bubble and not make me think of the game Double Trouble with that bubble.
You can't say any of this without me thinking you're talking about a quarter pounder.
It does feel like wine, thick and juicy.
I think he's trying to do that.
So find that juicy double.
That's a hamburger ref.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm. A juicy double. Double double, right? Or double cheeseburger.
Oh, is that from the McDonald's ad around that time when they did our little rap about a Big Mac?
Cinnamon on a sesame seed bun. I can only remember the end lyrics.
On a sesame seed bun.
Could be. There's a double entendre there, too. I think he was trying to go for the burger thing.
I would believe that.
But then Mix-a-Lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. That's scary to me. Why are you in trouble?
He's talking about scandals and trouble, and
I'm wondering if this is consenting.
There's that too. It's like sex. It's like for the audience he was going for, any mention of sex or wanting sex was bad.
Yeah. Oh, so maybe it's like, because he's in trouble for talking about it in a song.
Oh, I'm going to be in trouble now, but.
Okay. That's comforting. That was scary for a second there. So I'm looking at rock videos. Knock-kneed bimbos. Walking like hoes.
Wait, sorry. Can we roll back just a bit to begging for a piece of that bubble?
Bubble butt.
It's bubble
gross.
Butt. But just bubble?
I mean, I get it. It's implied.
It's just a weird way
if you're down, Demi, you know bubble means bubble butt.
I'm just saying you can't shorten it to just bubble. You're going around just being like, yo, show me that bubble.
Yeah, I'd be into that.
Okay.
Almost everything he says, if you isolated it into a sentence, would get you thrown in jail.
That's very true. I'd like them real thick and juicy.
Nope.
Okay, so yeah.
Knock-kneed bimbos walking like hoes. That is a hard sentence for me to hear.
You call them bimbos and then hoes? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Also, I think he's referring to either skinny women or white women.
Like,
which I understand, like, that was the default, that we needed to have a different perspective. I strongly agree. But also, is this the way?
Well, he's talking about women in rock videos.
Who were, like, white and really thin, right?
Yeah. It's like the classic, here's my pitch for this song. This is like the classic, like, guy thinking he's making a point about race while throwing women under the bus.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been a long time since I've seen any sort of, like, positive movement for any type of group without it slowly, very slowly turning into, fuck the other ones.
Yeah. Right.
And it's just like, I think that's just the nature of people to be like, we say this is better, and the only way we do that is by saying this is worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, that line is tough for me, because bimbos is like kind of rough, and then hoes again is kind of rough, and I'm just like, I don't think you mean this in a kind way.
And it's not out of character, but should be out of character, because in the open, they use talking about women's calling them prostitutes is a bad thing,
mm-hmm.
but evidently not. I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah. He's
take
got
a class or mix a lot.
I guess I'll just say it was 92, so I can't get that mad about it.
Yeah, you can. It's bad.
Thank you. I love being justifiably angry. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flo-Jo, who is Florence Joyner, also known as Flo-Jo. Joyner was able to use her leg and butt strength to squat 320 pounds.
Sorry, is that what it says? Where did it say leg and butt strength?
On the Wikipedia, I think? I don't know where I grabbed
Wikipedia.
It.
Wikipedia? Okay, that's awesome.
It might be genius.
I just like the idea of like, Olympic scientists being like, we're going to need to increase the butt strength.
It's not just those legs pulling. What is it? It's the butt.
Need that butt strength up. The butt strength index is
dear
up.
God.
Was she like a household name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because when you said Flo-Jo, I never knew what that meant.
I think she's just still the fastest woman alive.
A word to the thick soul sisters. I want to get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya. But I got to be straight when I say I want to. Till the break of dawn. Baby, got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song. Because then punks like to hit it and quit it.
Oh, there's a lot happening here.
Brother. Okay. A word to the thick soul sisters. I want to get witcha. He loves that word.
Yeah.
I won't
yeah.
cuss or hit ya. Bare minimum awards. You can have one.
So. Bare minimum, yeah. but also the kind of thing where it's like, why'd you say, do you have to?
Yeah. yeah. Wait, what? What?
Hey, why'd you go with me? I won't hurt you. I won't hurt you.
Hey, lady, come over here. I won't hurt you. Here's a list of things I won't do to you.
But I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. what do you think that means?
I think he's talking about stretching until yoga. It feels mm-hmm. relieving.
Yeah, breathe. I think it's physical breathe. Therapy.
The thing I love about this is that moan morphs into a car wreck.
What?
Listen to this.
What? But I gotta be straight when I say I wanna till the break. No, I think it's just the end of the, I think it's just going, like that.
I think that's just the double up.
Maybe.
Listen to it again. I think it's just the girl's voice continuing.
I wish I had the instrumental here. When I say I wanna till the break. Because it sounds like a sharp inhale, but that sharp inhale sounds like the squeals of a tire.
They're falling where
I feel like it might be like it feels like an asthma attack a little yeah. bit. Because it gets She's thin like, and reedy.
I'm allergic to latex.
I won't cuss or hit you, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna deny you your EpiPen.
mm-hmm. Till the break of dawn.
Okay, a lot of songs mention this. I just feel like no one actually wants to fuck for 9 hours straight.
No.
There's a cap. There's a cap.
I think if this was like, you know, it's currently 10 minutes till dawn, he's being honest.
Right. Or even, I'll say like 4 hours till dawn, sure, on and off. Like, you can make that last. Yeah. If you're into tantric, or dare I say it, edging!
Bam, 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 bam.
Then, yeah, sure, you can make it last.
I should have had the, sorry, I meant to have this ready to go. I'm on the edge! And yeah, you can make it last.
Oh, God. I don't get the vibe that, I think, just guessing, sir, if I may call him that,
mm-hmm.
is more of a multiple times guy than an edger. Just, well, I'm just not getting the edging vibe.
Well, he says he wants to double up. Yeah. So it's like, no, I'm finishing and then going again.
Yeah. And again.
And then he talks about it because he wants to, he'd rather stay and play.
Yeah.
Even though other simps.
Students are lining up to use the arcade. He's way past his limit.
What is
simps?
Like simpletons. Oh, boy.
So that's confirmed.
I just thought it was like, I don't know. I guess I was thinking of gimps.
A lot of gimps like to hit it and quit. If a lot of gimps like to hit it and quit it, that would be funny if it's just like, you know, I've ran through all of the women who are willing to have submissive sex with me.
I'm quitting it.
I'm out the game.
I also, man, he's now shaming people for the type of sex they like to have.
Mm-hmm.
You're a lot of shame, huh? Who are you to dole out all this shame?
I mean, he would argue it's just since he has a new perspective, it's all good. This is woke.
He's like, have you considered fucking more?
Staying and playing. I call it staying and playing.
A stay and play makes her sound like an arcade, and I really don't like it.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like something you do on Fortnite.
Oh, boy.
Hey, guys, hosting a stay and play tonight, 10 p.m. PST. Be sure to drop in.
It's a Fortnite orgy.
Oh, yeah, no, that probably exists.
Fortnite.
Fuck night. Because I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So, ladies, yeah. Ladies, yeah. Do you want to roll my Mercedes?
Yeah. Turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got the shout. Baby got back. I'm so offended that we don't get to say hell yeah on ours.
Because you're not that into it.
Yeah.
You're like,
it's a Mercedes. Okay.
It's like, you had a
Benz earlier.
I was just about to say that. I was like, that's the same car.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Oh, fellas. I thought you were joking.
No, because 100% I always confuse Benz and BMW.
Yeah,
it's the M's and the B.
Don't know cars?
It's the M's and the B's.
I'm the only one here that knows cars.
No. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Gender roles, never heard of them.
Oh, yeah? Well, you don't know girl things like fucking... this is a trap.
No, keep going.
I'm not going to list a girl thing.
No, try.
Like, periods.
Yeah, you don't know that.
Damn it.
And only girls that haven't gone through menopause yet.
As opposed to cars, which is every man.
Busted, not woke. I wish I had an alarm for that.
For
I'd be
not woke?
Hitting it on myself every damn day.
Called the snooze button.
That's true.
So, ladies. Yeah. Ladies. Yeah. You want to roll in my Mercedes?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that a few of them, like, kind of stay after.
Yeah. They're like, I don't know. It's not a Lambo? Okay.
Well,
then turn around.
Seattle.
Stick it out.
Yeah.
even, like, come on. You're going to make them line up and stick their asses out for
no
you
one
to
said line up.
Yeah, to turn around, stick it. He said ladies. If ladies yeah. are all turning, oh, they can't be in a group or you can't see all their butts.
They could if you're high up above. Think about the angles.
Oh, okay, so now he's yelling down to them.
No, I'm saying that the men who are looking could be up.
No, there's no way to say this where it doesn't sound like a Planet of the Apes scenario.
Okay, he's sure. talking about, obviously, you're on stage at the Seattle Symphony Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And you say,
turn around, stick it out. Even yeah. white boys got to shout.
Because you're facing towards the audience. Yeah, that makes sense.
Or even it's just a general advice of like, if you want to roll my Mercedes, when I'm driving by, turn around and stick it out.
Show me your ass.
Moon me.
Mm-hmm.
Is mooning sexy?
No.
No. When you bend over, it's not hot anymore, huh?
I don't think the bending over is the... it's definitely where you're going wrong.
Everyone says they love butts, but every time I show my cornhole in public, people get mad at me.
It's because we don't like the cornhole part of it.
That's part of the butt. You can't have the butt and no cornhole. Well, I'm sorry, do you want me to die of sepsis?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you got to fill that shit in. Yeah.
Fill it in.
Yeah. Like a putty.
I got a skin graft over my butthole. Mm-hmm.
Domino's is filling up potholes.
Oh no, what have we done? Even white boys got to shout.
I just imagine
shouting about your Domino's filled asshole.
Oh my. I hate that phrase. Domino's filled asshole.
Oh, me? You heard of stuffed crust? Have you heard of Domino's filled?
Oh, gross. Stuffed butt.
Spoiler alert, I sewed my asshole closed with a bunch of cheese inside.
That's what happens after you eat Domino's. You get that Domino's filled
yeah.
asshole.
Yeah. Everyone thinks seven is going to be like someone doing it to you. No, the corporations will convince you to seven yourself. That's what 2018
I'm
is,
gonna
man.
I'm going to get on TV. Hell yeah.
When you're saying seven, do you mean human centipede?
No.
What happens at seven? Someone sews an asshole shut?
Someone gets... Yes.
The gluttony one. Gluttony. Thank you. Yeah.
Glutton to death.
Just if you want a Cliff's Notes, you can just listen to Wu-Tang.
You could also... just keep feeding you and feeding you and feeding you. Like,
oh, I didn't realize you were cinema buffs.
It could also be like a Mr. Creosote thing, that guy from...
Oh my god, Python. Yeah. And Meaning of Life.
Yeah, who just explodes.
Waffa thing. I don't know why I remember that sketch so well.
I don't know either. Anyway, what are we doing? Movies?
And then what?
Baby got back.
No LA face with an Oakland booty.
Ow.
Baby got back. Yeah, baby.
Oh god.
When it comes to females,
that sounds like Austin Powers.
It did.
Ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3. So you.
Whoa.
Can someone explain this to me? Because I have been racking my brain trying to understand why your chest, waist, hip measurement would change if you were shorter. I don't get it. I feel very dumb.
I feel like it's like proportionally.
Here's why. Okay. Imagine an hourglass, like the beautiful hourglass figure.
Right.
If it were the same width, but like 100 feet tall, the angle of the change would not be as big as if it were real squat, and then it's like...
I see. The proportion seems wider on someone that's shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was thinking he wanted someone thicker than that, and he somehow thought that, like, the shorter you get, the thicker the number gets, like you're smushing a piece of clay.
Well, like, every human being is a constant volume, so the shorter you get, by the law of conservation of matter, you have to get wider in the butt.
It's like, you know how you enter a doorway, and sometimes it's smaller, and you gotta duck down? That's your butt getting bigger.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The weight's got to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's just physics.
Ass can only be destroyed, not created. Or wait, damn it, what is it? Ass can only shift its shape. It cannot be created or destroyed.
Mm-hmm. That's ass.
Uh-huh.
That's the fun Newton's law of ass.
Not as famous as this other one.
No.
Well, you know.
How do we feel about this musically that he's like, okay, I'm not going to do a bridge. I'm just going to drop the music and have like a scratch track that kind of sounds like a call and response, but like I'm talking.
I think it's a weird detour, but the song works with it.
Yeah.
I think it needed it.
Yeah.
I needed a little respite.
Also,
right, because it's so high energy, you need like a little bit of just take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're still talking about butts here. Everyone likes butts.
I'm also wondering why he dropped out the LA face with an Oakland booty.
You can't repeat that every
variety.
Time. It's already from a different song.
I thought it was part of the hook, and then it's not in the second hook.
No. Mm. He has multiple different hooks on this song.
Can I just say, I don't, like, I didn't realize that, like, as far as, like, body positivity goes, this had, like, almost 100% the opposite effect on me. Because I didn't know that there was measurements women were supposed to have until I heard those numbers. And I was like, okay, I get it.
You didn't know that Nelly song? Measurements for 24.
Wasn't that after?
I don't know that.
It was way later. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But it's a thing people like to do, and I personally don't like it.
No,
because now I have a number in my head of what I'm not.
It's super gross. In a way that I was like, oh, that had by far, just the opposite effect of what it should have had.
It's crazy for me to think that if I had been born a different gender, I would not even be aware of my own numbers. Like, you guys probably have never known your numbers, huh?
I have to buy pants, but that's it.
But, like, you know all three?
No.
I didn't even know there were three. Real. I thought it was
there's
just
more than three. Your inseam. I mean, there's a bunch, but most, like, affect both genders.
I know the shirt size and the pant length.
Oh, see, shopping is genuinely, women have to do like 400 times more labor. Because our numbers are different. They don't correspond to inches. We don't have anything to go off of other than just things people invented, and they're different everywhere, and sometimes even different in the same store. Sorry, tangent, but it makes me so mad.
Yeah, I don't like tangents, only if they're about movies.
Okay, yeah. So in a sense, you see Shallow Hal?
Yeah, great movie. Great movie. I just started evangelizing about how great Shallow Hal is.
And then Bird
Park. I forgot to say before, the Even White Boys Got a Shout thing is funny to me because I just imagine white boys standing on the street and then a woman turns around, sticks it out, and they just turn into like cartoon wolves. Like, uncontrollably.
I picture it as like a, oh, damn it. That ass is fine, though.
Yeah. They're like, I will not admit that that's a, it's so good, though.
No, I'm shouting.
So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
There it is.
Such a weird place for that line.
Nope.
Also, because he clearly said Honda twice.
For two different meetings.
To try to make it sound like Anaconda was rhyming with more things. But I'm like, he didn't need it.
He had to be like, what do you call dicks? Snake.
Serpentine.
Honda? Yeah. And then he had to work backwards and was like, all right, well, Honda. Honda, okay, Honda again.
Hotel robot.
He's like, there are only so many things.
Yeah, I don't know what your girlfriend rolls a Honda. Doesn't that mean that she drives a Honda?
I guess.
I thought it was like she works so hard to try to lose that butt that it's like she's pushing a Honda, pushing a stall that I...
Rolls a Honda. Maybe a Honda was like a workout equipment. I'm really hard-pressed to figure out what this one is. Playing Workout Tapes by Fonda, Jane Fonda, of course, and Workout Tapes. Yeah. They're really good. My mommy used to
Is a Honda... A Honda might be a car with a small trunk.
Yes!
Well, Honda's a make.
I know, but I'm saying, like, but what
Hondas
kind
are
of
small,
cars do they...
They got little trunks.
I'm just confused, then, why the next line would say, Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda.
Because she doesn't have...
But
in the back of her butt.
Yeah.
But then he's using Honda. I'm just
also,
so confused.
Like, hardly any cars have motors in the back.
He's basically like, saying, I want a foreign made girl.
I want a weird Peugeot. You can't get seats for them.
Yeah, that's a very good point. What cars do have motors in the back?
Shit that takes petrol.
This is Bridget Fonda?
Janet Fonda? Jane Fonda.
Jane.
Sorry, I said her name wrong.
I genuinely was like, who has workout tapes?
Oh, Jane, dude. They're good as fuck. They're super
good
hard.
As fuck.
Good to know.
Why are they good?
They're hard. I mean, if that's what you're looking for.
I am looking for a hard workout tape.
Speaking of hard, my Anaconda don't want none. So do you think he's got a big dick? Or that's a crazy thing to call your dick.
Especially because it suggests not only that it suggests it's big, but more so long than like.
I got a long dick. It's like that Drake song.
Oh, and prehensile.
Wait, it's like that prehensile sheds its skin every few months.
Doesn't Drake have a song where he calls himself a long dick?
Oh, yes, he does. Oh, God.
It's one of my favorite lines.
It's so funny. It is very funny to suggest that you don't have a big dick, but you have a long one.
Yeah.
I also think that calling your dick like something I can't say this word. Something that's not person.
Yeah.
Reminds me so much of like the girls in middle school who would always be like, your boobs are tennis balls and my boobs are cantaloupes. Like it sounds like a child.
Yeah.
My anaconda wants to go inside your cave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, way to set yourself up for disappointment. Your dick's not going to be as big as the Anaconda. I saw the Jennifer Lopez movie. Yeah. Those were big.
Good movie.
But Jennifer Lopez also in Honey. No, that was Mariah Carey. Wow. It was also in Glitter. No, that was Jessica Alba. You know what?
I would say Out of Sight.
Yeah. Good one.
And Made in America.
A lot of movies she's in. Made in Manhattan.
Made in Manhattan.
Should have been called Made in America.
I think that's
like an Adam Ruins Everything documentary. Anaconda, the music there is the best, right?
It is. I still am just like, what a weird time for it. Because it ends the line, but adds a second line to it.
I think the song should have ended there. That's a big musical thing you just did.
Yeah.
And also, obviously, you can't tell you this without referencing the Nicki Minaj song that popped off sampling it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Great song.
Mm-hmm.
Does not update the message in any way. As a matter of fact, she ends by saying, fuck them little skinny bitches up in the club. And it makes me laugh every time because it's clearly just her venting. It's not musical anymore. It's not in line with the song. She starts cackling at one point and it's so funny. But at the same time, I'm just like, what are you? You went too far.
Keep it going. Keep the tape rolling. Yeah. Who cares, Nikki?
I would say maybe it's kind of retribution for how many songs have done this to big-butted people.
Sure.
Maybe some songs. Magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Magazines.
Yeah. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection.
We haven't gotten there yet, have we?
Well, that was up in the 34, 36, 28, 35, 17.
Oh, my God. You're
17,
right. We blew right past another 8, magazine 15, 16,
so 23, 42. Magazines.
Brother, you gotta push the button, brother.
I'll see you on the other side, brother.
I'm so sorry.
What if he was like 48, 15, 16, 23, 42? Only if she's
5'8". He just doesn't know what numbers are.
What?
He's like 4,672. Only if she's 5'5".
Only if she's 18 by law.
Mix, what? You want me to find this girl? This is impossible. Mix, I can't be done.
Those are GPS coordinates. Again.
That's what I was going to say.
Only if...
This is the location of the girl of my dreams. Find her.
Latitude 48, longitude 37. Only if she's 29. South. I don't know what we're doing.
It's a crossword puzzle.
Yeah.
You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers want to play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and leave it, and I pull up quick to retrieve it.
He's a recycler to his car.
Yes.
He's just a scavenger for all those discarded butts.
The Seattle really got into him.
Yeah, he's a crust punk.
Stay green for Mix.
Okay, wow.
I just imagine him pulling up, like kind of bouncing in his Benz, like pull up quick to retrieve it is so funny.
It's hilarious.
Is he witnessing the discarding? Or he's just says, hey, you ever been hurt by it, man, because of your size of your butt? Well, jump in the bins, ladies.
Well, considering he says pull up quick, it does seem like he's waiting there. He's like a lawyer who goes to a car wreck.
Yeah. He's the night crawler of butts.
Yep.
Great movie.
Great movie. Jake Gyllenhaal, starting stronger.
All right, we're done. We're done.
You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. It's such a funny line to me just because of the way it mixes with the music where it's still like... You have that part where the music changes and then it comes in with the music lower and then it leaves a little bit of a space until it comes back in.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is a filler line.
Another break. And also totally betrays what he just said about the workout tapes being no good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because it's like those workout tapes don't help your butt.
Just side bends? What is a side bend? Is that when you stand with your feet out and you go like kind of side to side like I'm doing right now?
I think so,
but I'm actually not sure. I've never heard this term.
Yeah, side bends is...
I think it is that move that people do when they stretch and it's like you're standing arms out and then you touch your toes on the side.
It sounds like what you do in gym class as a child when you're not really doing anything.
Oh yeah, just swinging your arms around.
Okay, kids, everyone swing. And you're like, this is exercise.
See, that's the thing. It's like a little bit like... A guy who's never been to a gym had to say some shit. It was like, oh, fuck.
You can do pull-ups or flapjacks.
Oh, fuck.
Me? Flapjacks all the way, baby. Mm-hmm. All
right.
I'm kind of into waffles, though, too.
But please don't lose that butt. And it doesn't rhyme with anything, so it just is kind of like a plea.
Also, can you riddle me this? Is it possible to work out more and lose a butt? I've only heard of gaining a butt.
I actually have no idea. I don't know how you lose butt
I think
weight.
That was the 90s. I think if you only if you're not developing muscle tone.
Okay, or you're trying to lose weight, then you could lose fat from your butt. Yeah. But if you're like lifting, you're going to gain some ass.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of lifting.
Hmm.
I mean, if you want to gain ass.
Mix. This doesn't make any sense, dog.
You really got to trace this better before you put it out into the world. Mm-hmm. You should have known we were going to do this 26 years later.
Also, if some brothers want to play that hard role, you know, when a guy doesn't like a butt and you're like, oh, you're playing that hard role,
there
aren't
you? There you go again, playing the hard role.
Unlike my hard anaconda, this is a bad thing.
Different hard.
This is a pretty bad rhyme and tell you that the butt ain't gold.
When he's literally in front of a gold butt in the video, too.
Ooh, that's true.
And also, that's all he does, Rumpelstiltskin, spins butts into gold.
Very true. I will say,
I was shamed for having too small of a butt back when I was, like, really, really skinny. And it didn't feel good at all.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't, you said?
It did not, surprisingly. No.
Strange.
I wasn't like, yeah, heck yeah, give me that big butt. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
It is a little bit, I mean, it sort of speaks to the success of this song. Because I guess it is true. Like, it would be hard to be a Kate Moss today. Right?
No. There's no thick girls on the runway.
It must be hard to be, like, super gorgeous and skinny, right?
I hear that the Hadids are having a really rough go of it lately.
Mm-hmm. It's hard being thin and beautiful.
Actually, this is a great time. We have started a GoFundMe for the Hadid family. Because things are...
Gotta beat Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's hard out here for Hadids. That's just spitball. Yeah,
you're trying to get another Oscar, aren't you?
Okay, pull up quick to retrieve it. I don't believe you. I don't think he's waiting in the dark going, oh, is that a man discarding his girl yelling about butts?
I absolutely do, considering how often he has to reassure us that he's not going to do anything weird. I believe he's hiding in the alley just like, I'm not doing anything weird.
Yeah.
He's waiting for a butt.
Does he wear a mask? He's like Darkwing Duck out in the streets?
Yes.
It does feel like...
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
As much as he talks about like having a Benz, like he says it so much that it feels like he's lying about having a car at all. It does feel a little bit like he has a motorcycle with a sidecar because it just feels like he's bouncing up like, hey.
I think he's on a bicycle.
Yeah, or a bicycle.
A shitty one.
He's just running out of the alley and running right back into it.
So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that. Because your waist is small and your curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister. I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her.
Oh. All of these lines.
This is crazy town. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that. Oh my god! Cool!
This is the second mention of Cosmo. That is a great line.
Fourth mention of a magazine.
Yeah. I think the way he says, well, I ain't down with that is so funny, because it's almost like he forgot he was rhyming.
Yeah.
So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that.
Oh! We keep that one.
I don't do second takes.
By itself, too, I'm like, hero. Yeah. Bravo, sir. You did it. You did what you were trying to do. But then immediately to follow with, because your waist is small. Again, I'm like, so she's thick. Okay.
Yeah.
And your curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking. Period. End of sentence.
I'm thinking about sticking. It's so wild. It's so gross.
Crazy.
Is that sex?
Yes.
Yeah.
It could be masturbating.
Oh.
What?
Sticking? I don't know what sticking is.
I feel like it's sticking it in.
Sticking it in, but if you call your dick a stick, then I guess theoretically you could call rubbing it, I'm sticking.
Sure.
Today we're sticking.
Wow.
Yeah. Or
today we stick.
You fucking a tree could be sticking.
That's true.
A lot of ways to go, guys.
Or putting a stick up your butt.
Yeah. Anal beads, but it's a stick.
Yeah. I'm thinking about sticking.
To the beanpole dames in the magazines. So that's a...
Oh, I thought it was, and I'm thinking about sticking too, but now I'm realizing.
I know, but that's like the into the jeans she's wearing line where it would make sense to do it.
That's why I'm like, what's going
on? But this one isn't.
No.
Mm-mm. This is deer being pole dames.
Yeah.
In the magazines, which again, how many times have you seen a girl and you're like, oh, another beanpole dame?
Mm-hmm. Just on my way to the fucking detective office that I work at.
There she walked in with the skinniest legs I ever seen. Tight little beanpole dame.
When you say like that, beanpole sounds like beanhole.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking about buttholes again.
Oh, beanholes. To the all beanholes.
To the beehole dames.
To the beanhole dames.
So unpleasant.
You know, the ones that fart a lot.
This is not a rhyme. There's no reason for it to be beanpole dames.
Yeah.
To the skinny ass girls. In the magazines.
I think he also called
You don't
them
say ass.
To the skinny old girls in the...
He's trying to get creative.
The old skinny...
How else can you skinny shame someone? Beanpole dame. That sounds kind of royal.
I mean, that's olive oil.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. We're fighting. He's Bluto. He's being a Bluto right now.
He's a total Bluto.
Bluto?
I haven't heard that name in 20 years.
I guess Bluto tried to fuck olive oil too. What is happening in Popeye? Right. Popeye's insane.
Look, everything made before like 2014 is fucked up.
Yeah.
I would say things are still fucked up.
I know, but to lesser of a degree.
But everything.
Right.
Now it's some stuff is not fucked
now
up.
Now we're at like 98%. Yeah. Before it was like 100 or a dozen get made. 98%
fucked.
You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister. I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. That, I do love the cleverness of that.
I like that, but I'm also just like, ugh, weird pick of foods.
Well, I think it's Southern food.
It's
right?
It's just a funny, because I feel like red beans, and I'm like not thinking sexually anymore. I'm just like, is this a goofy song?
Beans is tough.
Yeah.
He's trying to find a clever way to say black girls.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But,
so he's like, give me a sister, red. And also, I love when you say a food didn't miss you as a way of saying, like, you're thick.
Yeah.
That is very funny. Like, for me.
You ate.
Yeah. That Whole Foods mac and cheese didn't miss me.
It's like, he also goes, because this is the same pattern as the I want to get with ya and take your picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, he only uses that phrasing. The cha,
yeah,
with enthusiasm.
Yeah. And he, for some reason, I can't understand. Like, I'm gonna hit that same exact rhyme in every verse in the same spot.
Yeah,
because he can split it up into just being a rhyme that's rhyming with miss, so he can just add her to the second part.
Yeah,
yeah, I guess. But it seems like a lot of extra work for himself.
Oh, also, when you're reading it and not listening to it, it does make almost not no sense, but the rhyme scheme makes no sense. he has to sell it.
Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Yeah, give me a sister. I can't resist her. Red rice and beans didn't miss her. Oh, that's not as bad as the witches.
Nah.
Yeah, that's true.
I kind of like this line, actually.
Yeah.
Especially because I'm definitely stealing they didn't miss me next time someone asks if I've gained weight. Have I gained weight? I like to say that frozen ice cream pie in my freezer didn't miss me.
Oh, you like to say that?
I did miss it. Emotionally,
sure.
After it was gone.
Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him, and I pull up quick to get with him. So, ladies, if the butt is round, and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900 mix a lot and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back.
Oh, boy.
This is the second time he's mentioned that he pulls up quick to retrieve a woman.
Yeah.
Well, at least he's offering a hotline now.
That's true.
So he doesn't have to wait in the wings.
Some knucklehead tried to diss is so bonkers.
Nick, just saying knucklehead as a way to diss someone in a rap song is like so tame.
Yeah.
Like
I
when
mean,
he
it's
called
the
people...
Bob Bill Cosby thing. It's feeling very similar.
Oh, yeah. The hoagies kicking
but,
in.
The hoagies kicking in. But also, it's the same thing of like him saying simps and punks. It's just such a weird like old man. Like,
yeah.
You kids are not respecting these ladies out here.
But like people liked it.
Yeah.
It worked for him. So the knucklehead tried to diss him. Because he slept with a girl that the guy had previously dated or something.
Yeah. The list.
So he had game, but he chose to hit him. So he hurt them. He's saying he was a domestic abuser.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Possibly?
Unless my lyrics are wrong.
No, he definitely says hit him.
Yeah. I guess in my head I was just like, oh, hit
it.
Quit.
Yeah. No.
But he doesn't say hit and he doesn't say chose to quit him.
He says he had game, but he chose to hit him. I think he's just saying, shouting out domestic abuse.
What a weird, like...
And second time he's done it. You're like, why is that on your mind, dog?
What a weird thing to throw in at the end of your party jam song.
I mean, I like it.
It's like, this is something that happened.
I think he's just, I'm guessing the girls that he's talked to, that probably has happened. That's probably why it's on his mind. Otherwise, what a weird thing to rope in.
Yeah. Well, or he... doth protest too much.
Ooh, hope not.
Let's hope not.
Hope not. He does say right at the top, I don't hit him.
That's true. That's
so true. I pull up quick to get with him.
The original title of this song was Baby Don't Hit.
Yeah.
Just also how you train your child not to hit their sibling.
It's like, Mix-a-Lot never hit a woman. You're crazy for suggesting that.
L.A. Basin, I don't hit women.
Also, this, like, as much credit as I give him for being like, sure, shout out like anti-domestic abuse, he then says, so I pull up quick to get with him. And I'm like, so you're finding a recently battered woman and being like, can I fuck? Yep. Can I fuck? That's not great, bud. That's not great at all. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a XXX throw down.
Okay.
So like real crazy dirty fucking.
You want to watch that Vin Diesel movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good movie. Dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT. 900 being the sex lines, right?
Yeah.
Before they were like outlawed or whatever.
Can we call that number?
I tried. Disconnected.
Oh, damn it.
Are all 900 numbers?
I think they're all disconnected.
Calling someone to get porn. Oof. To listen to porn.
Man, the generations before us really had to go a long way to come.
I mean, think about the generations in front of us, though. They're just going to be like, think about coming and you did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna be I've like, seen Lucy.
That's what happens when you get to 100%. Good movie. I do like the idea of Lucy. She gets to 100% and she just comes. And that's the end.
That actually explains the ending a lot better than any other.
All that black shit coming out of her is cum.
Oh my God. Have you guys heard about that cut of Spider-Man 2 that someone leaked where they just put in a fart sound every time he shoots a web?
Yeah.
And it slowly gets, it's like the sound is louder each subsequent time it happens. I want someone to pirate a version of Lucy, upload it to places, but the scene where she turns to 100% is just... just someone and then cut to credits.
Oh shit.
I'm at 100. What is this podcast?
Dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts.
Yeah.
Wait, so tell him the gross things. I don't know what kick means.
Kick them out of your head. Kick those nasty thoughts out of your head
into my bed.
Into the phone?
Yeah, I don't understand what that...
Maybay get him out of your system, like, let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's double up.
Baby got back.
Kind of like people say to kick cigarettes, you have to smoke a lot
of
cigarettes.
Of course.
To kick Sir Mix-a-Lot, you do have to fuck him like 15 times.
Yeah.
But he won't kick you, as he has said many times. And then there's one more line at the end of the song after the verse.
Baby got back.
So cool.
It's so great.
Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back.
Oh, man.
There are so many
it's
sounds.
It's a cacophony.
My favorite is the sound that just sounds like a cabinet opening.
Yeah.
Like...
What?
It sounds like someone's playing a really weird version of Bop It in the background.
Yeah.
Do you remember that fabric our binders were made out of when they were upholstered in school? It was like scratch. It was so loud.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it sound like someone's just scratching their fingers
does.
On it?
I would absolutely believe that's what's happening before someone's actually scratching to that rhythm.
Is the implication supposed to be like the butt is so big that you're stretching like... jeans or pants or a doorway or something.
I think it's just a crazy vinyl scratch, right?
Yeah.
And then the little in the middle, but she got much back. Get this. Big finale. Another sample of himself. Different song.
Oh. Yep.
He sampled his song Seminar.
Rustle up revenue, pack it in a gummy sack, setting up a trap for a new snack pack. A snack pack is the girl with the thickness. Little in the middle, but she got much back. Running like a Rolex.
Right?
He did it again. He drops out for the best line, and then it's like, I'm using that line again.
That's crazy.
So that's why, like, if sometimes I'm sure Sir Mix-a-Lot fans would be upset to think of when people say he's a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
But right. It's not, because this song is his entire discography.
Yes.
It is all mix,
it's
all the mix you need.
It's such a bold move.
Except, of course, put him on the glass.
Which has a title. I'm like, okay. Well,
it's very evocative.
Yeah. The thing I do love about this is it feels like he's just trying to prep for like merchandising. He's like, I want to have a catchphrase to put on shirts. And it's like, well, I've given you two options. We'll see how it goes.
Right. He's like a 90s like sitcom writer that they're just like, throw them out. Let's get it. We got to get a catchphrase. Get a catchphrase going.
All right. We got How Rude. We got Have Mercy. What else can we put in here again?
Did I do that? Oh.
I like it. I do feel like that's something Will Smith did, maybe. It feels like he did.
What the? Like,
he'd reference one of his previous songs in a current song.
props. Almost definitely. Yes. In Get Jiggy With It, he referenced Summertime.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's, Summertime.
It's so cheesy, but I love that Sir Mix-a-Lot got away with it because no one knew that song as
it's
well.
It's so
this one.
Funny.
It's true.
Right. Because in his mind, he was like, oh man, people are going to lose it when they hear this again. And everyone's like, okay.
Okay, who are you? We're Seattle.
That's cool.
Also, isn't it crazy that he had that great rhyme and he saved it for the very end?
For real.
It's crazy that only happens at the very end.
He saves it for 4 minutes after the song's passed. Like, you could have lost people at this point. You could have lost them when you went into a talking break. And you were like, no, this is going at the end.
So, did your feelings change about the song? Any final thoughts?
I will say I'm more, even though I kind of knew, I'm like, oh yeah, this is pretty fucking sexist.
It's trying.
Yeah.
It is trying.
But it's such a whiff.
It was 1992
like,
woke.
I will. Yeah. It's definitely like for the context of the era, I'm like, whoa, some pretty good steps in the right direction.
Yeah.
But,
that's fine.
I don't know. As a whole, I also am just a like, this is a great song.
Yeah,
it's a jam.
The music is so fucking good. It's, apparently, Rick Rubin finished it and said, "Get ready to make a lot of money."
Yeah,
and I read that he's actually made over $100 million from this song.
From this song alone,
Sir Mix-a-Lot has. Yeah,
right. Because this got to be near the end of the era where you really make money for selling records.
Boy, I think he owned his own. Yeah, he did it right. He's a shrewd businessman.
I mean,
yeah.
Rick Rubin's also like a hit maker. I could imagine him just that being the thing he says as he leaves every place.
Get ready to make a lot of money. Okay, so for the punch up, I don't want to give too much away. I will just say I wanted to stay away from doing something too corny just because this song has been parodied a billion times.
Yeah, there's a parody section on the Wikipedia page.
Oh God, there's been so many. And I was like, well, what's missing? And I think I figured it out.
All right.
Oh my God, Zachary, look at his balls.
Oh my God.
They are so big. It looks like he's smuggling russet potatoes in his khakis. But, you know, who even likes potatoes? Girls only talk to him because they think he has a bag of loose chicken nuggets. I mean, his balls, they're just so big. I can't believe they're so round. They're like out there. I mean, gross. Look, he's like half now.
I like big balls, I cannot lie. You other mothers can't deny. When a guy walks in with an itty bitty meat ostrich eggs underneath, you get sprung. Don't care if you're buff, as long as your satchel's stuck deep in the jeans he's wearing. Loose knuckle and I can't stop staring.
Oh, my God.
Oh baby, don't care about your junk. You just need ripe plums. My homegirls tried to warn me, but those fuds you got make
me real horny.
Oh, rumpa scrotum, you wanna bang on my drum? Excuse me, boy, please show me the monster kiwis. I've seen him dancing, bulge got me glancing. He sweat, wet, got me going for those croquettes.
Oh, no.
I'm tired of magazines, saying small balls are the thing. Find me baby and ask me that. He gotta pack much sex. So ladies, has your boyfriend got the nut?
Hell yeah.
Come shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake that front side butt. Baby, go shake
it, shake it, the downstairs booby.
Downstairs booby?
Need 2 hands for the firm stuff beauty.
Baby got front. My steamy concha don't want none unless you got front buns.
My steamy concha?
Oh, boy. That was amazing. Yeah.
That's probably the most humiliating thing I've ever done.
This is an incredible list of euphemisms for balls.
That was... Croquettes was so unpleasant. So good.
Downstairs boobies is insane. And now I think I don't like boobs anymore. Because now I'm just
then
like...
my work here is done.
Because now I'm just like, oh, the upstairs balls.
Upstairs balls.
Oh. I actually couldn't find a comprehensive list of words for balls. This was probably the most creative I've had to be.
Jesus.
Just trying to think, what do balls look like?
I also love the beginning, just the idea, because the mirror image I have is they're looking at a man whose balls are just out, and they're just like, ugh.
Oh, that guy.
People only like him because he's got small balls.
I mean, if you really think about it, it's not that much crazier, right?
It is.
I think if you're starting to say like, oh, we like big butts, but like we don't police balls at all.
But
how
it's
are
like
those any different?
Because one of them is like is big enough to be like visibly silhouetted by your pants, and the other is like if I can see the balls
it's
through
problem.
Your pants, it is not a good
thing.
Yeah,
you got to go to the doctor.
I would say y'all are tripping if you don't think we can see your balls most of the time. It's rare that a man's balls are not semi-visible.
Okay, this is great because it's actually just supports a theory I have that all women have X-ray vision, and I'm scared even more.
I can tell if you're circumcised or not on your jeans.
Well, that's because we all wear labels that say so on the belt of our jeans.
Yeah.
It doesn't say Calvin Klein?
No, it's either...
I don't know how to read.
No, it's circumcised. We circle the C if it's circumcised, and K if it's... if it's...
Just the full
complete.
Dick. Yeah.
K is complete
in German, though.
Yes.
Complete.
Complat or whatever that would be. Well, should we move on to Unpunchable Chance?
You can't punch this.
Andrew, you are our guest of honor.
Oh my gosh.
We would love
so
you to go first and tell us.
Pick a super not racist song.
Or a very racist song that's just also great.
Yeah, maybe go out there, get off your brand, you know?
That band Black Kids, do you remember
them?
Oh,
yeah.
And they're one hit, also one hit wonder, not gonna teach your boyfriend how to dance with you.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Wow. No, I don't know it.
It's good. It's like a real like good summer jam. I was on like a one of those like gotta drive too far to go to Joshua Tree kind of trips with a guy I know but I don't know that well.
Yeah.
And it came up and I was like, oh, I haven't heard this song in so long. It's such a good like, oh, we don't have to talk to each other for the next 4 minutes song.
It's a good song.
Yeah, thanks.
Meow.
I wanted to choose a song that I like the way it describes a woman.
Mm.
It gives me an image of a woman that doesn't have anything to do with the way she looks. So I chose Bob Dylan's She Belongs to Me.
She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back. She's got
the cover of the Taylor Swift song.
It's probably problematic in its own right, but I just really like the damn song. Can't explain it. Anytime it comes on, it makes me want to groove in like that super white lady way.
I don't think I know that song.
Like you're dancing to Baby Got Back on stage.
Oh, brother. I mean, come on. I think I know a little bit better than that. I think for me, it's like, if I'm really going to just embrace how much I don't know how to dance, it's going to be hands over the head swaying.
You know, someone had a very funny tweet that I've been thinking about a lot lately, which is that black people dance to a rhythm and white people dance to the lyrics of a song. And I've been thinking about that a lot and just being like, I can't fully understand what that means, but I think
it's true.
Yeah, the second
you said it, I was like, I do that.
Yeah.
I go more for verbal cues. I would say I gravitate more towards interpretive dance.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're trying to get the meaning out.
Because it's like the satisfaction is, oh, I can illustrate this with my body.
I know this song.
Yeah, I know this.
If there's a mention of a clock or time, you bet your ass I'm putting my elbow to my other hand and making a tiny clock.
And with your mouth, you were going, tick. Very silently.
Demi, what's your Unpunchable Jam?
Well, I wanted to pick a song that similarly promotes the idea that love shouldn't be a standard thing, and also similarly has a mention of homeboys trying to warn you.
Oh no! So
I picked the Unpunchable International Players Anthem by UGK and Outkast. Get to choose it, love or never fuck without a rubber. Never in the seats like it on top of the cover.
Yeah.
It's a great song. I genuinely think it's like a weirdly good, like romantic rap song, despite having so many messages in it that are just like, that seems off. And ending with an entire verse from Big Boy about how he's just like, you're not getting that condom off of me. I'm going to keep it on. You're not going to trick me into child support.
Well, that was
he raps about that so many times, and I'm like, we get it, man.
Was he tricked once?
I guess so.
I feel like maybe not the official version, but that felt like one that got so many like extended mixes or whatever that no one had any editorial control over, because just the verses are wild shit. And you're like, wait, what?
I Andrew, thank you so much for being
here. Thanks for having me. Dream come true.
Where can people follow you? What do you want to shout out?
Just listen to Yo's Is Racist. Just throwing this out there. There's a possibility, depending on when this comes out, but whatever, that either your beloved co-hosts of this show, you might hear them or have already heard them.
Kelsa Priest.
Maybe. I don't know. That's the thing. Anything could happen.
Yeah. Time is a flat. It's a, yeah. You know.
Flatter than my ass. I'm white.
Boom.
Tick, 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 tick.
If you want to follow the show, it's at Punch Up the Jam. We post pictures with every guest on our Instagram. We take requests at punchupthejam@gmail.com, but boy, do we have a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like...
List. Here's what I'll say. The system we have for it is pretty much just like a Google Doc where we have listed every single song that everyone has requested, and we have them ordered by number of requests and like things like that. If we're trying to pick a certain song from that list, it's helpful. So keep sending in the requests. We are seeing all of them, but if you are like, you haven't done that song I requested.
Just be patient.
And also know that there are 400 individual songs in that list right now.
It'll take some time.
If we'll you get real, crazy.
You're in the middle of the ride.
If you get real spicy, you're going to the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
So be polite.
So watch it.
If you want to follow Demi, he's at Electro Lemon on everything.
If you want to follow Miel, you can go to, I believe it is, at Demi Lovato?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then check.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah.
You should have told me.
I'm trying to get $1 million.
If you want to follow her alt, it's at Miel or at Miel Monster because Miel was taken.
Yeah, I love that you say that every time. It makes me feel so special.
It's very funny to me.
Honestly, it's not to me. I'd love to have my name.
Well.
It's not even a used account. If anyone on Instagram wants to help me out, let me know.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Is it like some honey company just
no,
holds on to it?
No, it's just a dead account with no followers and no posts.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Maybe it's a bee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's cute.
I
it's cute to have
that.
A little bee with
it's
an Instagram.
It's a bee that died.
A
oh,
dead
a bee.
With
an a bee taking little selfies?
Yeah.
This is a cute thing we've done.
Self-bees.
Self-bees.
Self-bees. Well, we're ending here. Good night.
Okay, that was
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.